Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG believes in the importance of education, allowing people to gain the knowledge to feel confident in their personal decisions. This show highlights the unique financial perspectives of its many guests, including economists, attorneys, book authors, business owners, and tax professionals. It is provided for general information purposes only and does not consider your particular investment objectives or financial situation and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on information on this show, strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial advisor. The opinions expressed on Money Sense do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Money Sense is brought to you by Ellenbecker Investment Group, four-time recipient of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for business ethics and integrity. Ellenbecker Investment Group is the only Wisconsin investment company to receive this prestigious award more than once by providing exceptional planning and extraordinary service each and every day. Go to ellenbecker.com and listen to Money Sense Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at noon.
Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Jean Range, Senior Wealth Advisor for Ellenbecker Investment Group. Ellenbecker Investment Group is located in Pewaukee, just north of I-94, between Highway 164 and Highway F in the Ridgeview Corporate Park. And we're also located in the village of Whitefish Bay in the Equitable Bank Building, right across the street from my favorite store, Winkies. We also service clients in Bonita Springs, Florida. Go ahead and visit our website at ellenbecker.com for more details. On that website, you're going to find a ton of educational pieces as well as some of our upcoming seminars. Today, my guest is Jim Larson. And if you're a regular listener, you know I've interviewed Jim Larson. He's part of Health Markets. And today, our conversation is very timely. It's on Medicare because we know the Medicare window is going to open up in fall. We're nearing the last couple beautiful days of summer. I have to share, fall is my favorite time of year. So I am looking forward to this time of year. But I wanted to offer our listeners some knowledge and input from Jim on Medicare. And so bear with us. If you're a regular listener and you're already enrolled in Medicare, you might think, I know this. But later on today's show, we're going to talk about some changes, some developments. And so stay tuned for that. So I'm going to open it up and welcome Jim. Jim, you're with Health Markets. Share a little bit about how you work with clients.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much. It's good to be back. Happy to have another opportunity to share a little bit of information and see what I can do to help people make some sense out of a very confusing topic. So you're right. I'm with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and I'm what I like to consider a local broker. And through Health Markets, we've got access to a lot of different companies. So we try to meet with people either face-to-face or online or over the phone to just help them understand the differences between Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage plans, these indemnity plans, how Part D and prescription drugs work. But we have a very fun process of learning and informing. And to take a little bit from the Ellenbecker Investment Group's successful platform, we spend a lot of time listening. We talk and we listen to make sure that we're helping people find the product that fits right. So it's fun. I get to tell people all the time, I don't sell insurance. I help people find the right insurance.
Well, and I'm going to jump in here because you mentioned the fact that you're an insurance broker. And when I hear broker, I think a commission. How do you get paid for this? So if somebody wants to sit down across the table or via phone or a Zoom meeting, how do you get compensated?
That's a great question and a really common question. We do. We get paid commission only. We have no fees. We have no hourly rates. And it's a commission paid directly from the insurance carrier. So we don't have, it doesn't impact the cost to the consumer. So if we're talking about, say, for example, a $0 plan, it's the same $0 plan you'd get in the library. It's no additional cost. Now you just have a local resource. You have someone that you can reach out to instead of calling an 800 number. You can call someone's cell phone and get some help with claims or billing or benefit information. So it's just a straight commission directly from the insurance carrier. And because I'm a broker, and because I'm through Health Markets, we've got access to so many different companies that it doesn't guide our decision. Our decision isn't based on the commission because we've got so many different companies to choose from. We really do get to just help people choose the right plan.
So when you talk about these different carriers and providers, the reason there are different providers of this insurance is because every provider insures or covers different medications, health challenges in different ways. And so you having the ability to sit across the table or talk to somebody, you can identify what carrier would be best suited for that individual person.
That's exactly right. That's right. Exactly right. These different companies have relationships with different hospital systems. So one of the most important things you need to bring up every year during that open enrollment period, which, quick plug, that's from October 15th through December 7th. During that time, you need to, it's really strongly recommended that you meet with a licensed agent, broker, to talk about where your doctors are. Your insurance company might have a relationship with certain hospital systems, and that relationship could change. So you want to make sure that you're still going to in-network providers, and you want to make sure that if your doctor list has updated, we'll make sure that those new doctors are also accepted by your existing insurance. And also, to that point, some companies have little different bells and whistles, and some of these things can make a big difference to folks, like vision benefit or a dental benefit, or some folks really like the over-the-counter extra freebies. Not necessarily a massive financial impact on security, but these things are attractive to people, and that's the difference between looking at one company and having an opportunity to look at multiple.
Well, and when you think of the various medications and health challenges people have, and again, I know you dig into this and get into the weeds, something individuals want to bring to the table when they meet with you are the number one, as you mentioned, the doctor and the different hospitals that they like to work with, as well as the medications.
Yes.
And I know due to HIPAA rules, you can't technically ask somebody, hey, what medications are you currently on? But individuals should come prepared to provide that advice to you or that knowledge to you so you can select the appropriate carrier that is able to work with those medications.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So before I even move on, you know, this is huge to think of. Number one, whether you buy your Medicare insurance online or you work with an agent like Jim Larson, you're going to pay the exact same price. But you're going to get so much more customer service and knowledge by talking to somebody and getting those questions answered. And then, as Jim mentioned, you know, this is something you're going to want to touch every year around open enrollment just to make certain that your carrier still fits your needs and have that conversation. So I wanted to make that clear that you are not paying an additional cent to seek out the knowledge from Jim and his teams. All right, we're going to talk a little bit before we take a break about the different parts of Medicare. And actually, you brought up one thing right away. Open enrollment starts on October 15th through December
7th.
All right. And I'm going to go to basics. Who is eligible for Medicare? It's individuals that are 65 and older or have a health challenge.
Correct. Medicare is available to folks under the age of 65. If they qualify based on receiving Social Security disability income for more than 24 months. So not only individuals that are 65 and older, but there are folks under 65 that are very well covered by Medicare. And during that open enrollment period, it's between, again, October 15th through December 7th. That's the federally allowed window where people are allowed to make changes to whatever prescription drug plan, whatever Medicare Advantage plan is available in their county of residence. You choose that plan during that time period, and then your new coverage begins on January 1st. Very rigid time frame. Outside of that time frame, you have to have what's called a special election period or a qualifying life event. Like, for example, you might leave group insurance, or you might move to a different zip code. Things along those lines are considered a qualifying life event. So even outside of the open enrollment period, there's still an opportunity to potentially change or adjust your benefits But now's the time during that fourth quarter period where everybody gets a chance to shop it out and also take note of what's changing year over year. Most of us have realized that every single year there's subtle changes, a little bit of different copay here, a little different out of pocket here. But just a super important opportunity to review your options. And it's important to understand that there's no pre-qualification process. If you're sick, if you're in the middle of something, if there's ongoing treatment, open enrollment's not going to ask you any questions other than where do you live and how do you want to pay for this?
All right. So before we break, I'm going to ask you a question. If I'm retiring in February and open enrollment, we've specified as October, there is a certain time period when you're ready to retire for the first time. So this is, I'm new to Medicare. I'm applying for the first time. I'm retiring in June, let's say. Mm-hmm. When is my open enrollment?
That's a great question. And you want to reach out to the Social Security office about 90 days before you anticipate going into Medicare. So if you're going to, say, leave your employer-sponsored coverage, whether you are just recently 65 or even in your 70s, I've got lots of clients that maintained their employer-covered health insurance beyond the age of 65. And then when they decided to retire, they reached out. And the first thing I tell them is, hey, 90 days before you want to have Medicare in place, let's make sure you get a hold of the Social Security office to get that ball in motion. And we're happy to help get that done.
All right. We're going to take a little break. If you want to reach out to Jim Larson, he can be reached at Health Markets at 262-746-7873. The Medicare seminar that we're hosting is October 8th at 3 o'clock. Visit our website to register. You do not have to be a client to participate and enjoy this seminar. With that, though, let's take a break. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Jean Range, Senior Wealth Advisor with Allen Becker Investment Group. My guest today is Jim Larson, part of Health Markets, and our conversation is around Medicare. And as I mentioned during that first segment, we're going to have some new information later in today's program. So if you're already familiar with the basics, bear with us, and we'll get into some of the new developments. I'm going to take us back to the first segment where you referred to this zip code. And it's so important to know your zip code. We all know our zip code. But why is zip code so important to Medicare?
That's a really great question. The zip code is where you get to look at the plans available in your area. And they can vary dramatically based on your zip code, which is also kind of your county of residence. And the reason that makes a big difference is there are some counties, say, for example, in Wisconsin, there are some counties that have access to lots of different hospitals, lots of different doctors, and lots of options. That impacts their benefits when it comes to usual and customary charges. When you get up closer to the far north side of the state, there is fewer hospitals. There's fewer systems. That also changes the usual and customary charges for just something as simple as an x-ray. So based on your county of residence, your plan availability can vary. There are some plans that are available to Milwaukee residents that are simply not available to folks that live in La Crosse. So it's just really important to understand when you're considering your options, which, for the record, Medicare.gov or calling 1-800-MEDICARE is a great resource to get really good impartial information on what companies are offering, what benefits are available in that specific county of residence.
Perfect. Thanks for clarifying that. I'd like to talk about the different parts of Medicare, and you always refer to this at our seminar as the alphabet soup. And there's parts A, B, and there's parts that we don't even really talk about because they're not common. But let's go through the most common parts of Medicare.
Yeah, Part A and Part B. That's referred to as Original Medicare. And those are standard. That's pretty much everybody that is Medicare eligible is expected to have Part A and Part B. Part A covers inpatient hospitalization benefits. So if you're dealing with inpatient services, Part A is the piece of the puzzle that's going to cover that. Now, Part A has its own deductible. Part A has potential copays. So important to understand that it doesn't cover 100% of your medical bills, but it is Part A. Part B is outpatient doctoring, outpatient surgeries, x-rays, lab work. Things along those lines are going to be covered by Part B. Part B has a monthly premium, and Part B also has coinsurance, which means it typically covers about 80% of your medical bills and leaves you responsible for the remaining 20%. So Original Medicare is our platform. That's what we get. And we get Part A and Part B. And that's what the Social Security office provides for us. That's what we're buying with our tax dollars. But we're required to get Part D, as in drugs. And Part D is not available through the Social Security office. It's available through the private sector, through insurance companies. The tricky part is you get penalized if you don't have Part D. So you're required to have it, and it's real important to find an appropriate policy. Now, if you don't take any medications whatsoever and you just fundamentally disagree with prescription drug coverage, okay, we still got to find you a drug plan because the rules are the rules, and we might be able to find one that's very, very inexpensive. We might be able to find some really great strategies for folks that just simply don't take medications. But obviously, it's very important to make sure you've got the right strategy for those of us that do.
And that is important. I'm going to jump in here because it is required by law that you have coverage and a drug plan. And if, let's say I was a retiree and I didn't buy my drug plan through the private sector, and then suddenly I realized, hey, I need it, or I'm suddenly on prescriptions, I'm actually penalized by starting the drug plan late.
Yes.
And I think people aren't aware that you will pay more per month just for the fact that you did not enroll when you were supposed to.
That's right. It's called the late enrollment penalty. And it's a rather tricky calculation, of course, because it's a federal process. So they don't make it real simple. But just a quick nickel tour of how it works. If you don't have appropriate, what's called credible drug coverage, if you have more than a 60-day gap, you've got 60 days to get it figured out. If that gap in drug coverage lasts more than 60 days, they start to accumulate the penalty. And that penalty is 1% per month of the base national premium, which is at about $39 a month. If you take 1% of that base national premium, 1% times the amount of months that you didn't have coverage. So I've had some folks that, hey, I've been on Medicare, I don't need prescription drugs, and I just never got Part D. And okay, well, if that's been 2 years, now we've got, 1% per month. So now we've got 24% of that base premium, which is about $9.50 a month, that just gets added to whatever plan you decide to purchase now that you're going to get credible drug coverage. And that penalty doesn't go away, and it can potentially change on an annual basis. So it's just a lot of words there, and I'm sorry to get too far into the weeds, but the bottom line is it's really important to just make sure that you have credible drug coverage, even if your medications are only costing you a dollar or two a month. You still got to follow those rules.
Well, and so we've talked about Part A and Part B, and as well as Part D. Let's talk about the Medicare plan, either the Advantage plan or the Supplement plan. Now, years ago, if you were to say, does the typical person, is there a higher percentage of somebody selecting Advantage or the Supplement? I think years ago, it was the Supplement plan. And Jim, you and I spoke the other day, and I remember you saying it's about a 50-50, where 50% of the individuals are signing up for the Advantage plan and 50% are signing up for the Supplement. Now, we're going to talk about the differences of that in just a moment, those two plans. But That's interesting. And I wonder if it's just due to the rising costs of insurance and people get intrigued with the low initial monthly cost to the Advantage plan. So let's talk about this in greater detail. In this segment, I think we're only going to have time to talk about the Advantage plan. So let's talk about the Advantage plan. What is it? And what are the benefits? And what are some of the drawbacks of this plan?
Yeah, great questions. The Part A, Part B, and Part D, that's what we've talked about already. And those are required. Those are essential. Talking about Medicare Advantage plans or Medicare supplements, also known as Medigap policies, those are, well, typically they're considered optional. There's very, very few people that decide not to have one because that 80% or that 80% coverage leaves us with 20% exposure. So the purpose of an Advantage plan. People choose an Advantage plan, also referred to as Part C, Medicare Complete. I've heard some marketing about that. So Part C is a Medicare Advantage plan. And the reason people enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan is because now the Medicare Advantage plan is going to provide them with a limit on their exposure. Instead of having 20% of the medical bills until you are out of money, a Medicare Advantage plan is going to provide a cap on your medical bills. Maybe it's going to be $4,000. Maybe it's going to be $5,000. But it's going to be some type of a limit depending on the plan that you choose, what's available in your county. Now, 9 out of 10 times these Medicare Advantage plans include prescription drug coverage. So that's why they kind of refer to it as Medicare Complete, because you can get all the pieces on one card, A, B, and D, all covered under one ID card through your handy-dandy little Medicare Advantage plan. These plans can also provide benefits that aren't covered by Medicare. So that's a little bit of a leg up, where they can include benefits like dental and vision and gym memberships and all these shiny objects that aren't necessarily a typical Medicare-covered expense. But yeah, as of, I think it was 2 years ago, was the first time in the history that Medicare Advantage plans have exceeded 50% of the market.
And I'm going to go back to my zip code conversation. Depending on your zip code, the price for the Advantage plan is going to be different. And so it's not a flat price regardless of where you live, correct?
Correct. There are some plans that are pretty standard across the state, but there are some plans that definitely vary from county to county. Again, because some counties have rather high-priced, limited options for doctors, and some counties have a tremendous amount of competition.
Perfect. We're going to take a little break. And again, if you want to learn more about this topic and maybe ask your specific questions, join us on October 8th at 3 o'clock at the Allen Becker Investment Group location in the Ridgeview Parkway Business Center. With that, let's take a break. Welcome back to Money Sense. My name is Jean Range, Senior Wealth Advisor at Allen Becker Investment Group. I hope you're enjoying our conversation today around Medicare. And I'm going to continue our topic on the Advantage Plan, because I know when I was doing some research on this topic, it talked about these plans are network specific. What does that mean for the consumer?
That's where you see all these acronyms. When you're shopping for a Medicare Advantage plan, when you're looking around on Medicare.gov, you're going to see different acronyms next to the name of the plan. And some of these acronyms are going to say PPO, or they're going to say HMO. Some of them are going to say POS or even PFFS. And yes, I do actually know what all of those mean. But the real bottom line is network specific means there are some plans that have a very limited network of providers, such as, let's just say, there's four major hospital systems in southeastern Wisconsin. We've got Fratert, we've got Ascension, we've got ProHealthcare, we've got Aurora. These are all phenomenal organizations. There are some companies that cover one or two of those organizations, but they don't cover the other two. So if you're going to be in network, you need to make sure that you're at the two hospital systems or one hospital system that that particular plan covers. There are also plans out there with some acronyms that are going to allow you to see just about every doctor that's out there. But that's a big concern. When people are choosing Medicare Advantage plans, one of the biggest panic buttons that I see is, I just want to make sure that this covers my doctor. What if I got to go out of network? And those questions are important because it can be very expensive to be out of network. So if you've got a bunch of doctors that you're very, very comfortable with and you want to stay in that system, a limited network might work just fine for you. If you're going to do a lot of traveling, if you're going to do a lot of exploring, if you've got a cabin up north or down south, a larger network is going to be necessary to maintain appropriate coverage wherever you go.
I'm glad you brought up the travel, and we do have clients that travel to warmer climates during winter, and this is something they should bring up with the agent that they're working with when selecting their Medicare plan. Let's shift to the supplement plan. And as I mentioned, back in the day, most people chose that type of plan, and that's not the case today. But again, if you're listening, you're going to choose what's best for you. What's the biggest difference between the Medicare Advantage and the supplement plan?
Yeah, that's the Medicare supplement plan is a lot more cut and dry, kind of a simplified product or process. Being that we're in the state of Wisconsin, we've got mandated benefits, so we don't have a multitude of options when it comes to Medicare supplements like they do in some of our bordering states. There's lots of different plans, lots of different ways to design that. Good, bad, or indifferent, that's what we've got. But Medicare supplements in Wisconsin are phenomenally good coverage. Very, very airtight benefits, and they have no network. Again, there's reasons that both of these options are appropriate and valuable, and it's important to really understand your health history, your financial needs, your budget, and your lifestyle. But these Medicare supplement plans have a higher monthly premium and a lower out-of-pocket risk. So like I mentioned, on a Medicare Advantage plan, they cover that 20% exposure and they give you a cap on what your medical bills might be. A Medicare supplement plan is going to give you a much lower cap on what your medical bills might be. It's just going to have a higher monthly guaranteed premium.
When you say higher, give us an average. And I know, again, we've talked about zip code influencing that monthly premium and different things. And I know the premium for the Advantage plan could be zero up to a certain dollar amount. Is it double the cost of the Advantage plan on average, or what would you say it is?
Yeah, the we've all seen the commercials with all the quarterbacks and the celebrities talking about $0 Medicare Advantage plans. And that's the truth. There are $0 Medicare Advantage plans, and they provide terrific coverage for a lot of people. And there's Medicare supplement plans that, turning 65 right now, what I've been seeing is a starting price anywhere from $150 to $200 a month. I've got a lot of folks that are right there at about $180 a month for a Medicare supplement plan. And it's important to understand that that cost can and does go up every single year. So again, it's a more of a pay now or pay later type of a strategy. With a Medicare Advantage plan, you have a very low monthly cost and more of a pay-to-play type of a strategy with co-pays based on your utilization. With a Medicare supplement plan, you pay a little bit more on a monthly basis, but then you have very, very few co-pays, if anything at all, when you go to the doctor, hospital, and there is no network limitations on a Medicare supplement plan. So they don't know if, and they don't care if you're in Wisconsin or Florida or Arizona or whatever. They're just going to supplement Medicare.
Well, and that brings to mind having a conversation with a friend who's facing some health challenges. She had the supplement or has the supplement plan, and she can go anywhere for her medical care. For example, in Houston, there's this great facility called MD Anderson Cancer Campuses, and she could go there versus just focusing on the healthcare providers in Wisconsin or her zip code per se, which would be the Advantage plan. So, you know,
important to understand and note that there are Medicare Advantage plans, and there are a lot of them that have nationwide networks. So the plan that's available in Milwaukee County versus the plan that's available in Marinette County, you can still have nationwide coverage that'll allow you to travel all over the place. It's just going to be, it's going to require a little bit more awareness and a little bit more participation to simply be sure that when you're traveling, you are still in the network. But there are smaller networked plans, and there are larger national networked plans. And I do, I've got some clients that are having some very serious health struggles, and their Medicare Advantage plan is doing a great job of limiting their expenses and providing them with appropriate coverage. So I try really hard to help people understand that I sincerely don't believe that one is better than the other when it comes to Advantage plans versus supplements, as much as it depends on your lifestyle, your health history, your budget. Everybody's going to be a little bit different. And that's the fun part. And that's what I mean by I don't sell insurance. I help people find a product that helps them feel comfortable and confident.
Well, and as you opened up the conversation today, you said we align with Ellen Becker's philosophy of listening. And so you are listening to help that individual make an informed decision, not copy what their friend or their neighbor did. They're going to make an informed decision that's unique for them. Before we move on, I have to say thank you, because when I think of Advantage Plan, I think of narrow networks. And you just emphasized you can purchase an Advantage Plan and have a much larger, if not nationwide, network. Obviously, you'll pay for that. And then you need to figure out what am I better off with, the supplement or Advantage Plan. But again, it's helping individuals make that informed decision, which I think is key.
Absolutely right.
All right. We're going to take a little break here and we'll be right back. Again, we are hosting this seminar on October 8th. It's at 3:00. Come join us. And I know Jim has stayed after the seminar to answer some specific questions. And we give people an opportunity during the session. So come join us. Register on our website. That's ellenbecker.com. And if you want to reach out to Jim, he is at Health Markets and he can be reached at 262-746-7873. With that, let's take a break. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Jean Range, Senior Wealth Advisor at Ellen Becker Investment Group. This is going to be my favorite segment because we're talking about fun new stuff. And I'm going to bring up some questions. If I choose the Medicare Advantage plan and then I'm like, hey, I don't like the limitations in the plan I selected and I want to go back to the supplement program, how can I do that? And is that even possible?
Well, that's a big question. And the short answer is yes, it's possible. The longer answer is it's not promised. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan in place, you get a 12-month trial period with Medicare Advantage. So if you're in your first 12 months of coverage with Medicare Advantage, you can still switch to a Medicare supplement if you choose to, and it's called guaranteed issue, which means they're not going to ask you any questions about health history. There is no consideration for pre-existing conditions. There's no medical underwriting. It's just simply guaranteed issue. Now, if you've been on a Medicare Advantage plan for quite a few years and you decide that you want to switch to a Medicare supplement plan for one reason or another, it is available all year long, but it is subject to medical underwriting, which means they have about a 12 to 14 page application, and they're going to ask you, do you have any ongoing conditions? Have you been diagnosed with this, that, or the other thing? Is there anything pending and blah, blah, blah. And they have the ability to deny coverage at that point. So if you're trying to obtain a Medicare supplement plan well beyond your 65th birthday, you're going to be facing medical underwriting. And there's an opportunity where they could say, hey, thank you for your application, but we aren't able to offer you coverage. You still have access to Medicare Advantage plans, but you've been denied the Medicare supplement option.
Thank you for clarifying that, Jim, because we get that question often, meaning, how do I get back to a supplement program? What if you were on a supplement program? You could, do you have to go through underwriting to get into an Advantage plan?
No. Medicare Advantage plans will not ask any questions about health history or medical background, but that's also exactly why it's limited to that open enrollment period between October 15th and December 7th. There are special election periods and life-changing events that there's lots of pages of options there. So it's important to work with a broker because there's ways to do things appropriately and make changes outside of those time periods if you qualify for it.
So one thing I want to emphasize before we continue this conversation is the Medicare premiums. And there's a base premium of approximately $175. And I am going to share your premium, and don't quote me on that $175 premium, but your premium is really based on your adjusted gross income. Why am I bringing that up? It's a hidden tax. So if you are currently working with Ellen Becker or thinking about it, we have dedicated the resources and have CPAs on staff that actually work with our money management clients to provide tax advice. And one conversation I have every year with my Medicare eligible clients is, what's your adjusted gross income? Because that impacts your premium. And I won't get into the details because it gets into the weeds of it's a two-year look back on adjusted gross income and all. Just know this is a conversation that you need to have because there's ways where we can try and control your adjusted gross income for different time periods. So wanted to bring that up because people are always surprised when their premiums go up. And we have to explain what happened here.
Important to understand that that IRMA calculation, the income-related Medicare adjusted amount, that what that is it's based off of 2 years back of your income. But that's the cost of Medicare. So whether you choose an Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement plan, all of those are, you know, not impacted by that. It's the cost of Part B that goes up. There's also an additional cost for Part D as in drugs based on your income. So even if you're finding a $0 Medicare Advantage plan that includes Part D, if your income is above a certain limit, there will be a premium associated with that because that's simply how IRMA works.
So again, give us a call if you have additional questions on that, and we can address those. I'm going to shift gears because I watched a couple of commercials where they talk about indemnity benefits with Medicare and supplement programs. Explain what they actually mean about with that.
Yeah, that's a big change in the last 5 years, I'll say. There's been a huge influx of these indemnity style benefits available to all of us consumers. Well, first of all, what the heck does that mean? Indemnity benefits are insurance policies that pay cash directly to the consumer, directly to the insured individual. So the doctor doesn't know, the hospital doesn't know that you've got this indemnity type benefit where, for example, sorry to hear that you were in the emergency room or sorry to hear that you broke your leg. Here's X amount of dollars. That cash gets paid directly to the individual that has the medical claim. And if they want to use that to pay towards their co-pays, if they want to use that to pay towards their out-of-pocket expenses, I like to tell people if you want to use that to throw a party, it's your money. You can do whatever you want with it. But these indemnity benefits, there's more and more conversation about custom designing these indemnity benefits to essentially give you the cash to pay the co-pays on your Advantage plan. Or provide you with cash to give you opportunity to go out of network or seek alternative treatment that's not covered by Medicare benefits, no matter where you turn. But it turns out that those alternative treatments, they accept cash. So these indemnity benefits can be layered on top of an Advantage plan or even a Medicare supplement plan in order to provide cash to the consumer directly, because that gives us options on how we're going to protect our finances.
So obviously you pay for that feature or that component, correct?
Correct. I tend to refer to them as optional upgrades. They do have a monthly premium, but it's a matter of cost versus benefit.
Perfect. You're teaching me a ton on that topic. Let's spend these last couple minutes talking about the changes that we've seen in Medicare benefits and insurance plans. You're very much in tune with what's happening in this world. Can you share some of the changes that we're going to see in the coming months?
Yeah. Yes, there is definitely changes coming to Medicare for next year, and some of them I'm even allowed to talk about today. Posted online on Kiplinger on AARP, they are showing that the cost for Part B is going to be, well, it's projected to increase from $185 to potentially over $200. The deductible for prescription drugs is going to go up just slightly by about $25 per year. The out-of-pocket maximums on prescription drug coverage, we've had some awesome improvements for the consumer in the last 2 years. Prescription drug coverage in 2023, if you guys would remember, in 2023, prescription drug coverage essentially had unlimited exposure, and you could have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars coming out of your pocket for prescription drug coverage. And now, looking into for 2025, there's a $2,000 cap, which is dramatically positive. Next year, that's going to go up by $100 to $2,100. So a couple of subtle changes. You know, I like to go back to that pot of water, 1 degree at a time, is getting warmer and warmer. But that's exactly why it's important to meet with an agent, because there's strategies and there's products that you can use to offset these additional exposures, and there's ways that you can keep your premium manageable. Not something that I want to try to figure out by myself. I'm not going to do my own taxes. I'm going to work with a tax advisor. I would strongly encourage you to work with a licensed insurance agent to make sure that you are understanding all the different options and all the different changes, because every year that pot of water gets just 1 degree warmer.
So you have a ton of resources. And when I say you, I'm referring to our listeners today. Give Jim Larson a call at Health Markets, 262-746-7873. And I'm going to encourage anybody who's listening today to join us at our seminar, which is October 8th at 3:00 at the Ellen Becker Investment Group Education Center. With that, I want to share Money Sense airs on Saturdays from 2 to 3 and on Sundays from 12 to 1. If you've enjoyed today's show and want to learn more about EIG and our upcoming events, please visit our website at ellenbecker.com or give me a call at 262-691-3200. As always, I hope that I've made a difference in your personal and financial well-being. Remember, before we plan, before we advise, before we invest, we always listen. Be well.